All right, we're going to open up our Bibles and spend some time looking at the scriptures together. I want to invite all of you to open up one if you've got one, or there should be some Bibles close to you. You'll see under the chair racks, you can open to page 61. We are in a series spending 10 weeks looking at the Ten Commandments. We're calling it Finding Jesus in the Ten Commandments. So we believe very deeply that the Bible speaks with the authority and relevance of Jesus himself. And so we come to the book every week trying to see where he is and what he has for us in the Ten Commandments. Romans chapter 3 tells us, another book tells us about God's law, that when we look into God's law, we see our own sin and we see our own need of Jesus. And so as we look at God's law, we see this is what God has laid out for us. This is what God is calling us to as human beings. And then we realize that we've fallen short of that, but Jesus has fulfilled that. And so that reminds us again to hope in him and in his perfection. This week, we're calling the sermon, Give Weight to His Name. Give Weight to His Name. So it's going to be verse 7, chapter 20, verse 7 in Exodus. Exodus chapter 20. So we continue our series in the Ten Commandments. And just as a reminder, another place you can find the Ten Commandments is in Deuteronomy 5. If you want to cross-reference there, it's a little difference in translation as Moses is giving the law again to the next generation, but the same Ten Commandments there in Deuteronomy chapter 5. So we'll be reading out of Exodus chapter 20, verse 7 today. I wanted to share with you a little incident that happened with me before I read the text. I think it was like 10 or 15 years ago. My wife and I had gone to stay in a condo, a friend's condo in Austin. He had offered it to us, and we were very grateful for that, and just wanted some time away, right? We were going to spend a couple of days away in this condo on the lake in Austin, and when we got there, the people at the desk seemed to not know who we were, right? They had no idea what was going on. And in that moment, I could have said, you know what? You should know who we are. I'm really important, right? I could have argued the case based on my identity, but I didn't own the condo. My friend owned the condo. So what did I do? I gave weight to his name, and I said, well, I know Andy, and Andy owns the condo, and Andy said I could be here, so let's call Andy, right? I gave weight to Andy's name. The other weird thing I could have done was I could have just like maybe rocked back and forth and chanted his name over and over again. That would have been weird, wouldn't it? Like Andy, Andy, Andy. There's a lot of different ways we can misuse someone's name. And what I want you to see with this commandment is that God is calling on us to take his name seriously and not use it at all, but give proper weight to it, to consider his name great and to call on his name for what only he can provide. In my situation, I couldn't get us into that condo, but my friend could because it belonged to him. And we're going to find ourselves in many situations every day of our life where we're going to be tempted to think that we can just fix it ourselves. But God is encouraging us to give weight to his name, to see him as the one that can provide and care for us, and to run to him as really the only one with the name weighty enough to care for us. So chapter 20, verse 7, it's worded this way, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Another way that's translated in the NIV is misuse. And the idea is taking it lightly. So the opposite of that is we should give weight to it. We should see it as powerful and weighty. So you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So don't take God's name lightly. Don't misuse it. Don't think it's just kind of something that doesn't really matter or can't do much for you in life, but trust that God is who he says he is. Give regard to him for who he really is, his character, what he can do, who he is. Let's love him. Let's give proper weight to him. So let me pray for us and ask God to help us to do that today. God, thank you that you love us. We thank you for the power in your name, and we pray that you would teach us how to regard you, how to give weight to you, how to see you as the one that is the glorious one, the weighty one, the one with power and might. And we pray this in Jesus' name, amen. So we think about the idea of giving weight to God's name. One of the key concepts in the scriptures is glory. And the word glory, the Old Testament word is kabod, and that means weight, literally weight. There's a great story of a guy who died in the Old Testament, and it said he fell over because he was weighty. And that story is really interesting because the idea of the story, it was Eli, one of the priests. Eli had been stealing glory from God. And so it was this play on words, right? That Eli and stealing glory from God had become himself more weighty than he could handle, and he fell over and he broke his neck. And so sometimes we try to steal the weight from God that belongs only to him and give it to ourselves, and that will crush us. Other times we just disregard the weight that should be given to his name, right? We just don't even call on him. We ignore him. We don't seek him. We don't pursue him. There's a lot of different ways that we can not give weight to his name, that we can treat his name as a vain thing, as a light thing. I want to kind of break it down into three categories as we move through it today, and that's how we speak his name, and how we pray his name, and how we trust in his name. So the first thing I want us to look at is how we should speak the weight of his name. How we should speak the weight of his name. The name here in the text is Yahweh. Sometimes people pronounce that Jehovah. It's called the Tetragrammaton. It's like these four Hebrew letters. And what happened is the Jewish people, out of a desire to honor his name, stopped putting the vowel pointers on those letters. So I know this is probably getting a little complex, but in Hebrew, they just have consonants. It's kind of weird, not how our language works, right? And then they use markers to kind of fill in what the proper vowel sounds are for each consonant. And so old Hebrew texts, you find consonants and you find little like hash marks and little, you know, little squiggles and stuff that tell you what's the sound connecting the consonants. So that's how Hebrew works. But with the name Jehovah or Yahweh, depending on your pronunciation, they just stopped putting those markers with it because they forbid anyone to pronounce his name at all. And so I would say that kind of Orthodox Jewish overreaction is something we want to be avoiding. We don't want to say, oh, you can never say God's name at all because it's so holy you can't say it at all. That's not what he was saying. He was saying don't use it lightly. He was saying don't use it in a flippant, vain way, but he's not saying never use his name. And so that's, I think, a big misunderstanding of what this commandment is saying. The commandment's not saying don't ever use my name, right? It's saying don't use my name in vain. It's saying don't misuse my name. Don't use my name lightly, but give proper weight to my name. Another way that we can know, I'm kind of arguing from logic here of what the text says, but another argument would be throughout the Psalms, the prayer book and hymnal of the Old Testament, they repeatedly called out to the Lord, right? So they were given hymn books that had his name, and they were told, sing this. So it makes no sense at all that they're like, oh, don't say anything, right? Like, that just would make no sense. So they were commanded to call on his name, and it makes no sense that later on they said, oh, we better not say it because it's so holy, we can't say it at all. So we need to avoid that, what I would call overreaction. The other thing that I think we need to watch out for, that's